What started as a passion between Chelsea Andrade and her friends has turned into a fitness solution for the community. As climbing continues to catch on as a workout alternative, the Core Climbing Gym in Cambridge is hoping to provide a positive experience of the sport. The sport has grown so much in popularity that there's even a reality competition show, The Climb, produced by Aquaman star Jason Momoa, that premiered January 12 on HBO Max. When Andrade, the president of the gym, first tried climbing, she couldn't believe the workout that it was. "I got into climbing for two reasons, the amazing community and the fun full body exercise, which I didn't expect when I first entered the sport," she said. "When people are done climbing, they're tired, sore and ready for more. But climbing is just as much about Andrade's latter point as the former, the community and the relationships that are built along the way. Our community is our strong suit and we pride ourselves on building a safe space to have fun and find new friends," Andrade said. "I have so many lifelong friends now who I met in a climbing gym. Bouldering, for example, may be meant as a solo sport, but the community is a huge reason why I personally keep active." A climber contemplates his next move at the Core Climbing Gym. Matt Betts, Cambridge Today. "One of those friends is fellow co-worker Peter Sarabora. I first started to climb when I was 12, Sarabora said. "It felt like a full-body workout, all my muscles were sore afterwards. It was an activity, not an exercise. It was something I could do for fun and still see that fitness change. Not a fan of the traditional gym experience growing up, climbing gave Sarabora the opportunity to problem solve, build friendships with fellow climbers, all while building strength and endurance. Sarabora understands that walking into the facility and seeing the walls can be intimidating, but says everyone has to start somewhere and most people don't regret giving it a try. It's a workout, but I'm going to have fun doing it," he said. "My mother, who's almost 60, climbs because it's an activity that gets her exercising. It doesn't matter what other people are doing or how good they are, if you do it even once a week you're going to see improvements. Most climbers come to work on their holds and learn new skills, but end up staying for that community feel. It's an aspect that Sarabora felt right from his very first climb. My first experience, I was young and I went with my cousins, I was a bit overweight and they were into sports and athletic," he said. "I was doing more simple stuff and they were a little more advanced. But then there was this hold that I was able to do that they couldn't. They were all cheering me on and it was a really positive experience centered around something I accomplished. It taught me you can do anything you set your mind to." For more information on the Core Climbing Gym and their experiences, visit thecoreclimbing.ca.